Good morning, August 7th, 6:30 a.m. This new schedule is going to take some getting used to. Today is going to be a waste day. I'm not going to get anything done today. Turns out today is, and I had overlooked this on my calendaring, today is high school registration day. And I have two who have to be registered, which means I have to go stand in a 3-hour line twice today. So once in the morning with younger daughter, once in the afternoon with elder daughter. Yeah. You can tell how stoked I am about this. Not. The upside is that it'll be over. It's an ugly process. It's one that is never done well. And I don't really understand why. I mean, I do understand it's a lot of students who try to get through this registration process in a very short period of time. And they have it broken down by classes. So only the freshmen, only the sophomores, only the juniors, only the seniors. And it's only for half a day per each. But for somebody like me who has one in each half of the day, that 3-hour line, and it's, I don't see why it never. Maybe I'll be lucky today, because this morning I have to take elder daughter to marching band at like 7:30, and registration starts at 8. So if we leave at 7:30, we'll get there about 7:45, and maybe we can get there early enough that we'll be at the front end of the line and won't have to wait at every one of the 15 stations in order to get through. Yeah, you read that right. 15 stations. I don't remember what they all are now, but it's a long, long list. The first one is, did you bring your registration packet? And then you have to fill out a form for that. Did you do something else? What do you want for, what do you need for fees? There's lunch money involved. There's pictures and IDs. There's off-campus passes. There's sports passes. Locker sign up. It's pretty big. So, yeah, I realize that there's a lot of different things that have to happen. And I realize that putting that kind of application online involves security risks. So I understand why they don't do it that way, but man, Cal Payne. In this case, I don't mean bread. So anyway, yesterday was an audio day. I did get some reading in. I did get another episode edited down, although I think I walked away and left it unmixed. So I have to go back to that this morning and see if I can't at least get it mixed down so it's ready to go to Patio Books. Feedback on the first episode's been very good. I'm cautiously optimistic. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow is format day. In preparation for a Saturday release. It is a lovely morning. I haven't talked about the morning yet. It's a gorgeous morning here. It's low 60s. I thought it was calm, but it turns out there's a light breeze blowing. The sun was beautiful golden disc this morning. The pictures came out really nice. You know, some mornings are kind of, okay. This morning's picture I thought was quite sharp. Partly cloudy skies. We've got a dog barking. All the comforts are home. Anyway. If I seem kind of scattered this morning, it's because I am. I did sleep in pretty well today, but I don't have my coffee in me. Don't have my breakfast in me. I'm really I can't tell you how little I am looking forward to this day of standing in line, of waiting for people to do what it is that they need to do, waiting for people who are unprepared to do what it is that they need to do, to get themselves prepared and hold up everyone else while they do it. Yeah, maybe it won't be so bad. I don't know. One nice thing about anticipating what a horrible, horrible experience it's going to be is that if it's only slightly horrible, if it's only marginally crappy, then I will think I get out of it easily. Yeah, it starts at 8. If I get out by 10, I'll be ready for a sit down to get some lunch. Today is Tuesday, tomorrow is Wednesday. Then we have Dr. Day, the big weigh-in, dun dun dun. Oh, somebody says, left me a comment about setting a calendar reminder for my weigh-in on Saturday morning. Yeah, I should do that. That's one of those, oh yeah. I should do that, because I have reminders for everything else. I have reminders for the trash day. I have reminders every other week for the recyclables, because that's not every week. I have reminders for all kinds of stuff that pop up. And you'd think that having one that's simple enough that I would remember. So the first mile was 18 minutes. I'm not really cruising very hard today. But anything under a 21 minute mile is considered sufficiently aerobic. So I'm consistently under a 20 minute mile, which means I'm getting some aerobic benefit from these walks every day. Prairie dogs. I think it's a prairie dog chirping. There's a prairie dog village out there in that little field that I'm walking beside. They do make a mess, but they are cute, even if their fleas carry the hantavirus, which gives bubonic plague. I am not making this up. So, yeah, it just goes to show you can live with pretty much anything. Black widow spiders, bubonic plague, rattlesnakes. Just another day at the Front Range. Oh, God. Yes, I'm ready for my breakfast. It's the thing about 1,800 calories a day. You're always ready for food. Always. I'm always ready for food. Most days anyway, but... yep, breakfast. I've gotten so enamored, so used to my homemade bread and peanut butter in the morning. It's, from a nutrition standpoint, it doesn't sound like toasted peanut butter would be that great, because, I mean, when I was brought up, it was like, oh, well, you have to have cereal and milk and toast and bacon and eggs and pancakes and between the salt, the fat, the cholesterol, the empty carbs. It's like, no, I really don't. Because two slices of homemade bread, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, gives me carbs, gives me protein. If I throw in a banana, it gives me some fruit. If I tossed in a yogurt, I'd have to take away one of my cups of chocolate milk at night. And my 2 glasses of chocolate milk are 2 cups worth. One big 16-ounce glass of tall, cold chocolate milk is absolutely in my diet. Absolutely ridiculously low in calories for the amount of satisfaction I get out of it. If I had a yogurt in the morning, then I'd have to cut down 1 cup of milk at night. No. I remember growing up, I think I mentioned the whole milk we used to get from the farm, probably illegal. Undoubtedly illegal. Unpasteurized. Unhomogenized, raw, whole milk. Had little clumps of cream floating in it. So, one of the things that I used to do with that milk was that my father worked at a factory called Schlotterbeck and Foss that made salad dressings and ice cream toppings and flavorings like vanilla extract and stuff like that. And one of the things that they made for the trade, He couldn't buy it at the store. But one of the things that they made for the trade was something, was this eggnog base. And it seems to me we used to sell it by the caseload to commercial dairies like Oakhurst Dairy, which is a big one. I don't know if it's still there or not, but it was a big one in southern Maine. And for the holidays, they would put up their eggnog using Schlotterbeck and Foss's eggnog base, which is basically an eggnog syrup that they mixed with the milk. And we would get that. We would get quality control samples from the factory. And so there was always a number 10 can of eggnog base in the fridge. That was tasty. I really got into eggnog. I still get into eggnog, but the problem with it is that it's just got too many calories. One cup of eggnog is like three meals worth of calories, mostly empty, not counting the milk. So yeah, no, my chocolate milk. So I made a phone call yesterday to see about getting the fences repaired, see about getting the sprinklers repaired. And when you know it, one guy called back right away. And so I got an appointment this afternoon that I have to call now and postpone because I forgot I was going to be at the high school today dealing with registration. So maybe I can get it changed till tomorrow. Maybe he can come and survey the fence while I'm gone or something, I don't know. Problem is that the times that he had, 1 and 3, are both times that I can't be here. So kind of screwed on today. Up a sweat here. Glad I didn't wear my heavy shirt. I'll be happy enough for that heavy shirt when the season gets a little further beyond into fall, I think. And here I am. Crossing the street. That's me in the corner. Heading for the back gate. Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday. It's another day. And I'll talk to you then. 18 minute miles. Good enough. So yeah, tomorrow's another day. And I will talk to you then.